Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The parent companies of Mariano's and Jewel are merging to the tune of about $25 billion. What does that mean if you live in Naperville and Jewel is on one side of the street and Mariano's is on the other side of the street? You've got to think that one of them is going to go. Harry Kramer is a mergers and acquisitions expert at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. I know even the National Grocers Association was questioning this merger. Is it a good thing for those of us who shop at those stores, Harry?
You know, I guess it really depends on the perspective that you take. I mean, at the end of the day, what happens, obviously, when organizations come together, if, in this case, Kroger and Albertson have more buying power in dealing with the manufacturers that, you know, they're buying the product from, hopefully they'll be able to get better buying power, which ought to be able to reduce the cost that the customer pays, that we pay. Just similar to what has happened with Walmart, as Walmart has gotten larger and larger, the whole reason that so many people shop at Walmart is they have so much influence on the manufacturers that they are able to get a better price. And so it's, in my mind, it's all about your ability to have enough buying power with the manufacturers to generate a better price for the actual consumer.
But it does give them dominance over certain lines and over the nation's food supply. Like, I know there are some small companies that if Walmart, you know, doesn't want to do business with they're out of business then, you know. I mean, some of those products and those things we love. So what happens to those private labels? I think with Jewel, it's Signature Selects. Maybe, I can't remember if Mariano's has a private label. Will that just be merged?
Well, I think it depends on each supermarket, because remember, a lot of these groups, as you well know, they have a lot of chains underneath them. So, you know, Kroger's got Mariano's, they've got Ralph's, Albertson's got Safeway, Acme, Tom Thumb. So a lot of these larger companies will keep the individual product names. And if it makes sense to have individual private label, and that's an advantage, they'll continue to do that.
Harry Kramer is a mergers and acquisitions expert at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. We're talking about the merger between the parent companies of Jewel and Mariano's. Does that open up space for a new mom and pop or a small family-owned store to emerge, like Caputo's or what Mariano's once was?
Sure. Any time you have combinations like this, it gives the opportunity for somebody else to come in and start from scratch, number one. Number two, you may have seen that because as Albertson and Kroger come together, any areas, and you mentioned one right up front, where there'll be the competitor stores together, I think is part of being able to get the combination done so that nothing is monopolistic. They've already issued a statement that they will literally take those stores that are a conflict and actually provide that as a separate company. So there will be a new separate company that will come out of this. How many stores that is, whether it's 100 stores around the country or 200, I think is going to depend on how many people view the combination as having stores that are too competitive, too close, and to cause them to set up a separate company.
Will they change the name?
Depends. It totally depends on who buys it, who starts it, and whether there's brand recognition that they may want to keep the name. So it all depends on who, how, and when.
And do grocery stores need a tech or a delivery service partner these days? Is that something that they rely heavily on, like Amazon with Whole Foods?
Absolutely. In fact, you raise a good point, because one of the advantages of this for Kroger and Albertson is now they'll have a footprint across every state, will allow them to expand their online offering. And more people, as you know, are looking to be able to provide the product directly to the home. And over the next 10 years, that's going to happen more and more. So if you have a blueprint across the entire states like Walmart does, that will give you a competitive advantage. And and obviously, that's one of the things they'd like to do as part of this combination.
Bob Mariano was quoted in the paper that it's the customers who have changed. He said people are now looking for easy, quick, fun, go get it, take the food home, not have to prep it as much, that we've changed our tastes and our expectations for grocery stores. Is that part of the...
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. When we were younger, you'd go to the store and you'd get everything in a package and you'd bring it home and you'd have to do all the cooking yourself. Now you look at a lot of these supermarkets, you can pretty much take what you want and just eat it in the car or take it home and not have to prepare because it's already done. So that amount of prepared food that supermarkets now make has risen significantly and will continue to do so because time is precious and people want to figure out how efficiently they can be fed.
Harry Kramer is a mergers and acquisitions expert at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Thank you for jumping on the radio. You know, the thing is, bottom line, people want to save money. And if that is going to be the end result of this merger, that we can have more purchasing power for the dollars we're spending at their grocery stores, then I think people will be generally happy, right?
Absolutely. I mean, literally, to your point, in the last 12 months, we all know we're hearing about inflation. The inflation of food products in supermarkets in the last 12 months is up 11.2%. And as we all know, nobody listening to this, their income is probably up 11.2%. So that squeeze is on, and anything people can do to figure out a way to impact this inflationary issue is going to be a winner.
Somebody just tuned in and said, what happens when there's a Jewel across the street from Mariano's? One's going to go, or they're going to come up with a new brand. That's pretty much what you're saying, right, Harry?
I would say good chance that when that occurs, one of those two will end up becoming a separate independent company.
Thank you so much for jumping on the radio with us.
Okay, anytime. You take care. Good luck.
Barbara Kelly is the executive director of the Hearing Loss Association of America. It's a big day for people with hearing issues because hearing aids can be bought over the counter starting next week. We'll get all the details on that. First, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.